Communities often gather to celebrate just being a community. And East Brainerd is inviting everyone to the 8th Annual Hub Fest on Saturday, May 10th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. I spoke with event organizers to find out how East Brainerd celebrates being East Brainerd. Chris Hawley is one of the event organizers for Hub Fest, which is a partnership with local businesses, Friends of East Brainerd, and the City of Chattanooga, and it's been a fun spring festival for several years.
We've been doing this for 8 years, and it's gotten bigger and better every year.
It's a celebration of East Brainerd in a very big way.
Yes, it's a celebration of East Brainerd, a celebration of families. Everybody's invited, the entire city. It's a gift to the community from the community. We have a lot of community sponsors, a lot of 501c3s, as well as businesses that sponsor this festival, and they bring out everything from horseback riding and bouncy houses and places for kids to play and do crafts and build birdhouses and do all these wonderful things with their families. And then we also have live music all day on two stages.
So it's a spring festival in a way.
Yes.
Without focusing just on the spring.
That's right. It focuses on having fun, really, and it is a wonderful event because as it's grown, it's gotten more fun things. We even have a horse that the kids paint, and it's a real horse, and you use real paint. And by the end of a couple of hours, that horse is every color of the world, and then they go and rinse him off and start all over again. So it's a fun celebration of basically having fun.
There'll be the inflatable bouncies. There will also be a pony ride.
Yep, they're actually horses, so they're even more fun than ponies. And they'll be doing some demonstrations of horse vaulting with the folks from Mystery Dog Ranch is who does that. And they do therapy horses. They're wonderful, very gentle animals. We have a barrel train for the little kids to be riding around in. We have some folks that are coming out and showing the teens how to use broadswords and play with those. So that's going to be fun, too. We'll have demonstrations of that. Gosh, there are so many things and so many performers. Our performers range from Roddy, who is an R&B artist. We have opera singers. We have bluegrass. We have about anything that you can imagine for music, and we have it running on two stages. So you're bound to find something that you love.
And there's food vendors as well. The trucks are coming out.
Yes, the trucks are coming out, and we have wonderful fried foods for those folks, and we have wonderful grilled foods for the people that want to stay away from the fried. We have homemade lemonades coming in. We have shaved ice and ice cream, so all those fun festival foods that everybody loves.
Now, this is taking place in Heritage Park.
Yes, Heritage Park is located at the corner of Jenkins Road and East Brainerd Road. So if you're headed for that point, we're at 1428 Jenkins Road. You can just head on in. We have lots of parking.
Free and open to everyone, even if you don't live in East Brainerd.
That's correct. Free and open to everyone. And we've had some good crowds coming in, so we know we're getting more than East Brainerd, and we're glad for it.
Chris, how did Hub Fest get started?
A lot of people hear the name for the first time and they think I'm saying hug, like and give someone a hug, that it's Hug Fest, but it's actually Hub, H-U-B. The sculpture that's out front that was installed by Allied Arts 8 years ago is called the Hub. Looks like a big top, and it's like the hub of the community, and that's what we like to think of ourselves as, the hub of the community in East Brainerd. And so it became the Hub Fest, and it grew from a few hundred people and some music to a few thousand people and lots of music and lots of other things going on too.
Will there be handmade goods and such?
Yes, we have an artist market that is part of Hub Fest. I think we have about 15 vendors so far just in the artist market. And then we have about, I think, a total of over 100 different booths and items and things going on. So it's a big festival now.
You have activities specifically for the children.
Yes, arts and crafts and face painting and building birdhouses and then make and take art, jewelry making, and all of these are free. You don't have to, you know, pay so much to go in and do your arts and crafts. Of course, we mentioned the bouncy houses, the pony rides. There's big games out in the park for them. We even have a volleyball game going on for some of the teenagers who, you know, they're not wanting to do arts and crafts. We have some vehicles for all ages. We have antique military vehicles. We have at least 11 of those that we know are coming. And we have antique fire trucks, and we have antique police cars, and we have modern fire trucks and modern police cars. We have the fire prevention vehicle coming out. We have the Discovery Museum vehicle coming out. So there is a whole lot of stuff that goes way beyond, you know, your little booths that we have that are fun. But we have a military installation that we put a big ring out in the field of all of these wonderful vehicles. And they're antique, but they encourage the kids to climb on them, to come up and, you know, look at what it's like to be on top of one of these big transport vehicles and things. So those are a lot of fun, too. The same with the fire trucks and the antique police cars and that. These are antique displays, but they're touchable. They're fun for families.
And what about this trackless train?
Trackless train, yes, it's called a barrel train. And I hope to see it today. He's actually coming out, and we're going to be testing out its track area. And that's for younger children, and they'll be having a blast having a ride around a big area on the train.
HubFest brings together a collaboration of public and private organizations.
The city of Chattanooga helps support this festival. When Mayor Brooke took over, he moved some of the departments around. So we are Youth and Family Development. You might have known us before as Recreation, but we've become quite a bit more than that. We're doing a lot in the education side as well as recreation side. So we have Youth and Family Development. Public Works is now in charge of taking care of parks, and so they'll be helping out too. And General Services is doing some work for this too, because a lot of the stuff that Parks and Recreation was has gone out to many different departments to be more efficient.
HubFest kicks off with the parade starting at 11 a.m. There will be costumed characters, crafts, and family-friendly games. Two stages will feature a variety of music and the occasional storyteller. All activities at HubFest are free, and the event is open to the public. The 8th annual HubFest will be held from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Heritage Park in East Brainerd on May 10th. Find more information on Facebook with HubFest at Heritage Park. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.